5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
There was a woman that was removed from the courtroom during Diddy's trial the other day, and now she is speaking out about why she decided to have that outburst. Now, if you remember from our entertainment buzz yesterday, this was a woman that I guess has been showing up to the court dates every single day. She's typically either been outside the courtroom or she's been in the overflow section where you can watch it on a screen or a TV. But this particular day that she was kicked out, she actually got a seat in the courtroom. So she was able to watch it up close and personal. And during the trial, she stands up and basically yells at people about the fact that, you know, he's kind of become a laughing stock for the things he's being accused of, racketeering, sex trafficking. And she ends up getting removed from the courtroom, and TMZ caught her afterwards and said, "Why did you decide to stand up and say something during the trial?"
Diddy, everyone thinks this is a joke. Everyone laughs in every courtroom in here at you. And I don't think it's funny for people to laugh at a black man going through what he's going through right now.
And that's what you shouted out in the actual courtroom.
In the actual courtroom, and it's not funny. Laughing at black man legacy being destroyed.
And how did Diddy react?
Well, I heard he had his mouth open and shaking his head, yeah. Black American men do not believe in this kind of destroying of our black American legacy figures, father figures, extraordinary excellency, black excellence. Everyone has been laughing. I don't care if it sounded funny. It's not funny.
Unfortunately, Mo's not here today. He's taking the day off. And I don't feel like I've got the education enough to comment on it.
So this was actually, let me clarify, this was posted by BBC News, but reposted by The Shade Room. And I would say The Shade Room has a predominantly black audience. Mm-hmm. So I ran to the comments just to see how people were reacting in the comments. The first top comment says, "Girl, he destroyed his own legacy. Go cluck in somewhere." Another person below her with 14,858 likes says, "We really got to do a better job of separating tearing a black man down and holding them accountable of their own actions that put them in these situations." And then someone below her said, "He ain't cutting you a check, sis."
I mean, we saw the video of what he did to Cassie. So it's like these are accusations and allegations as of right now. Uh-huh. We're going to let the court case play out. And then it will be decided. But it's like, to me, none of these allegations are laughable. Like none of this is funny. I mean, these are really, really serious allegations.
Yeah, I just don't have the life experience. to connect to what she's saying at all. So I feel like it's kind of one-sided. So let's circle back to it when Mo's in here tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, there was a list that I've been looking at for a hot second that has really shown some jarring things that have happened during film sets. Some of this has been really fascinating to me because I saw a while back that Jim Caviezel was talking about his experience on The Passion of the Christ and how he said he was like struck by lightning. But there have been so many other things that have happened where people have almost died or have gotten kidnapped on set.
Can we back up for that? I don't know that I know that story.
Okay, so this is a part of the list. I'll have to find the clip because I saw that pop up on my For You page a while back. And of course, y'all know I'm having my crisis of faith, so I'm looking for anything that'd be like, God is real.
So are you really waiting for Jesus to pop up in your For You page?
I'm waiting to get struck by lightning.
Well, you keep talking the way you have been the last couple of weeks. It's going to happen.
I think your sign is you're looking for Jesus on your For You page and you've got Jim Caviezel.
Maybe the Meta or whoever owns or ByteDance is like reading my brainwaves or whatever. But this list is really, really fascinating. So this is a top 8 list of the times that people have either been killed, kidnapped, or otherwise traumatized on movie sets. In the 8th spot, actress Bo Derek says she was attacked by a lion for real during the filming of Tarzan, the Ape Man. In the 7th spot, Jim Caviezel says he was struck by lightning while filming the Sermon on the Mount in The Passion of the Christ. And I guess he had to go to the hospital. I'll have to find the actual clip. It's actually crazy.
As you're doing this list, I realize that I have a bias when it comes to actors and actresses because I just feel like they're so dramatic. Like, really?
Well,
I mean, or is this just kind of being dramatic? Like, I was on the set with a lion. It was about 50 feet from me. It growled at me, but whoa! I almost lost my life.
Here's something you can't be dramatic about. So on the set of Titanic, almost 100 people were poisoned on set when somebody spiked some chowder with PCP. Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio were not working that day. The culprit has never been caught, but James Cameron says he has a, quote, pretty strong suspicion who did it.
Okay, that's a solid one right there.
Okay.
That can't be argued.
Yeah, exactly. And Brendan Fraser, he says he was almost suffocated for real during a scene in The Mummy where they were trying to hang him. That's terrifying. Michael J. Fox says he actually lost consciousness during a hanging scene that went wrong during Back to the Future Part 3.
What are body doubles for?
Well, you know what? I don't know. Maybe these actors are just really trying the hardest.
I'm not going to do that. Like, if it's in the script and I got a body double, I'm like, you know what? That's what that dude's getting paid for.
All right. Eminem is suing Meta for $109 million. I'm going to tell you how the tech company allegedly wronged him on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I've got a real superficial question to ask you guys.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think let's get all three of you guys involved because I think this has to do with age. Cass, you get in on this also.
Okay.
So, I'm at a Braves game a couple of weeks ago, right? And I have always had a hard line in my life of never wearing a jersey. Just not for me. As much as a Padres fan I am, it doesn't matter what baseball, I just don't wear jerseys.
My husband, Bart, he's not a jersey guy.
So this is where I think I'm going here. So Amanda and I are out, and I'm watching everybody pile in to Truist Park, right? And I'm watching the guys that are wearing jerseys and which ones aren't. And I realized at that moment, like, if I was a single woman in my 30s or 40s and a guy shows up on a first date to take me to a Braves game or any baseball game, and he's got a jersey on, I would think it's major ick. However, Abby at 27 and Jackson at how old?
28.
I think jerseys on dudes are perfectly acceptable.
This was like the frat boy uniform in college. Like, guys would be wearing jerseys to literally every event. Mm-hmm. If we were out at a bar, you're wearing a jersey. You're in class, they're wearing a jersey. It's just kind of normalized.
Maybe it's an age thing.
I think it's because at 27 and 28, you're wearing a jersey. You could actually be a player. But at 50, there's no way you're getting out there and catching or hitting a ball. So maybe it's the visual of knowing that because you couldn't technically play the game, then that is why. Which is not fair because that is 1,000% ageism.
Maybe I had it all wrong. Maybe everybody walking into that stadium was an actual Braves player.
Cassie. So if it's a first date and it's a game, it's more of an ick to me if you're not wearing something supporting the team.
Yes. Just talking about jersey.
Baseball, I'm fine with that. As long as it's like a game, but you wear a jersey on any other day, absolute ick.
So if you're in your 30s and 40s, first date, he shows up in a jersey to the game, no ick factor for you at all.
No, okay. None. But all if right. it's not at a game, absolute ick okay. factor.
I think jerseys are fine. My problem is specifically is with basketball jerseys, because you have the cutoff sleeve, and that for me is where, like, I can't do that. I'm not going to be doing that.
Is it because you're jealous?
No, I don't know. There's something about it that just, it feels very, I don't know, like a kid's costume or something.
You know what? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and jump on this bandwagon. I don't know why it drives me nuts. It's unfair, and it's very superficial. But when it's like sleeve, jersey or shirt or whatever, but you've got the t-shirt tan line on your arm. It's not an ache. It just drives me insane. It's like color blocking.
I'm going to go next level on this the next time Amanda, because she and I agree on this, that it's kind of an ick factor at a certain age. What I really want to do is dress up as those little leaguers when they go to the Braves games and they have full uniform on. They've got their mitts and the eye black.
Are you just talking single guys ick or like married guys? Because like, I got a ton of jerseys in my closet.
I think anybody, you know, I'm just going to pull sort of a random number out. Anybody over the age, any man over the age of 35 should not wear a jersey.
Well, I was in Buc-ee's and I saw the last one and I'm like, yeah.
I mean, yeah, at Buc-ee's anything goes.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Formal wear.
Okay.
The Burt Show.
All right, so let's get Jasa on here in just one second, because we are doing 100 straight days of Good Goes Round.
The Burt Show's 100 days of Good Goes Round.
I'm so excited about this. So, yeah, every day for the next 100 days, you guys just got to hit us up at theburtshow.com and tell us what you need in big ways, small ways, whatever. And I'm super excited about this one because Jace's daughter is about to be the first woman in their long line, of Hispanic women to graduate from college. She's actually already graduated. We need help celebrating her daughter. Hey, Jace.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you and congratulations to your daughter. That's a huge accomplishment.
A huge milestone.
So is your daughter in the same place that my son is in right now, where it's just pure anxiety and panic?
No, honestly, that's the crazy part. I was listening to you say that yesterday. She interviewed for 27 days straight since she has graduated.
Wow.
3 interviews a week and landed a job actually in your building on the 7th floor.
Let's
go say hi to her.
Is that Haverty's?
No, she's working for Noble Family Enterprises.
Has she started to work yet?
She started this Monday.
Oh, wow. Have her come up one day and just say hey on her way up.
Oh, I told her she was talking about how one of her coworkers said, "Oh, I saw Bert." And I said, "You saw who?"
That's so funny.
Also, on her way up, she can also talk to a guy named Ethan at the Haverty's building that I would like her to talk to, okay, about taking my parking spot. All right, so let's focus on her. Let's focus on graduation. And let's focus on a big old party for her, because this is a very special occasion for you guys.
Yes, sir. I reached out because we are celebrating her college graduation party this Saturday at High Falls in Jackson. And, this is just not any graduation. This is a historic one for our family. My daughter's the first woman in a long line of Hispanic women to graduate college. For generations, the women in our family have followed in a familiar pattern. We get married. We have children. I was 17 when I had her. I dropped out of high school. I was divorced by 19, and I had to walk and work 3 jobs just to put myself through a medical assistant school to give her everything. Her father wasn't even in her life. So I was determined I had to do it. We didn't have much. We couldn't afford name brand clothes. I couldn't even go get her fast food at McDonald's. And she never complained. She grew up seeing how hard I worked. And instead of being discouraged, she used that as her fuel. Now, against all odds, she has broken that cycle. She broke that curse in her family. She has earned a full academic scholarship to Florida Southern College, and she graduated with her marketing degree. She even finished a year early.
Wow.
She's just not my daughter. She's obviously my hero. She's the one that we all look up to now, and because of her, keep on pushing forward no matter what. So I just want to celebrate this milestone for her. She wanted something simple, just hot dogs and cookies, but I just wanted to do something more, and I needed your help to do that, to honor her.
Well, that is a beautiful story, really beautiful, and I'm sorry we can't help. So tell us exactly what you need. Obviously, the pride that you feel for your daughter is really, really touching. I know that pride. I have felt it too, not in the same way that you do, obviously, because of the history. But wow, take a little bit of credit here also. I mean, she's got herself a fantastic mom
obviously.
Who has done everything she could to support her daughter through this journey. So congratulations to the both of you guys. This is amazing. And I think there is an angle here that I can't possibly understand as a white dude, but you with your background and the family history here is really, I mean, it's so much bigger than I can possibly understand.
Yes. I'm just going to start crying some more. I was 17 and, you know, when I saw her, I didn't want her to fall in the same cycle of most Hispanic women. You know, we're raised to be barefoot and pregnant and serve the man. You know, we don't get those opportunities to, you know, further our educations and our careers. And I just wanted that for her, and she did it. She, you know, went to college during high school and finished a year. She worked during high school. She saved money. She got an academic scholarship. She didn't want to put any pressure on me to make those dreams happen. She did it herself. And I couldn't be more proud of that. And to break that curse in our family is amazing to me.
That's beautiful.
So I just wanted to see if the Burt Show would be willing to come out and help out and send out DJ Willie T to provide some music, because we were just going to do a phone and a little speaker, and I think that would just give it that extra touch.
Well, that's all he's got. Tommy?
Yeah, I saw this entry, and it was like the stars aligned. First of all, they're having the celebration at High Falls Park this weekend, this Saturday. And this weekend happens to be my wife Renee and I's 29th anniversary. So we were wanting to go camping somewhere. I was yet to make any reservations. We've been keeping an eye on the weather, so I hadn't booked anything. So right now, I am booking a campsite. We're going to get there on Friday, so I'll be able to scope out the shelter that they have reserved for the party. And Saturday from 2 to 5, I will be DJing your daughter Maya's graduation party.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
You have no idea.
Do you need help with anything else that's going on with the party that we could take it this thing next level?
Make sure it doesn't rain.
we'll pay an Etsy witch.
Yeah. Right.
I'll be sure to bring this too.
Hey, Jason, congratulations to you and your daughter, Maya. It's going to be a great graduation party. And I'm not just saying this because he's my friend and coworker, but Tommy is a really, really good DJ. He will keep it rolling for you guys and keep the good vibes flowing, okay?
Yes, sir. I appreciate this so much. You guys have no idea. This is going to give it that extra oomph that she needed to celebrate her.
Nah, I disagree with you. We totally understand it. you said it perfectly. All right, so let me put you on hold, and congratulations, and you'll see Tommy this weekend, okay?
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. All right, that is perfect, man. That is like textbook book when we were talking about putting this together, exactly what we're looking for right there. So if there's something that you guys need help with in ways that we can't even imagine, good goes around for 100 straight days. Hit us up at TheBurtShow.com.
The Burt Show.
Cassie.
Yeah.
All right, it sounds to me like this is the time for a confession for you. What happened yesterday in studio?
Okay. So Wahahafa was... Usually people leave this show when it ends in like waves, right? So people will head out right after the show. Some stay later, depending on what they have to do that day. I had a couple of meetings. That one was going to wrap at 12:30 and some extra work to do. And I got here late yesterday, so I had to stay a little longer to do stuff. And so I'm in the studio at 12:30. So keep in mind, this is 2.5 hours after the show has ended, right? And no one is around. There's like... Katie and Rebecca are in the producer studio over there, which is separated. I know you guys can't see, but there's a wall between the on-air studio where we sit and the producing studio. And there's like a glass window that they can look through to see all of us. So separate, closed off room.
You've probably seen something like this in the movies before. You know, it's the same type scenario.
Yeah, kind of like a recording booth, like with a recording artist kind of thing. And we were all on the same like call, and that's why they were there. And I'm like, that's cool. No one else in the studio. Kristen is usually like the last to leave. She had already left. So I'm sitting here and I had just eaten. And I was like, you know what? I got a lot to do today. I am just going to let one rip in the studio. No one is in here. No one is coming in here because there's no, Mo doesn't come back. You don't come back. Like, I know I'm safe. I missed that Abby's laptop was sitting at her station, which is usually my clue that, cool, she's coming back because the youth group is going to be recording their podcast, Personality Hires. And I always never know what day it is. So I'm in here. And I'm sure Katie and Rebecca heard because I forgot the mics are on. And I just let this huge one rip. I mean, it wasn't like a... It was like a... Okay. And I'm like, oh, God, I feel so much better. Yeah. Keep typing. Because it's so annoying. You guys know if you're alone, it's really annoying to get up and go to the bathroom to fart. And it feels stupid. Like, I'm alone. And it's an airtight room. No one's coming in.
Is it like one of those that you see from time to time with a dog where it's walking or running and it just keeps letting it out of your eye?
Yeah.
It just won't stop?
Basically, it was like one that like came from the deep bowels within, right? And I'm like, fine. And then I'm like, lol, it would be so funny if someone walked in here, but no one's here. And then the door opens and I was like, damn it, who? And Amber strolls on in.
Oh, no.
And this was not like, there are farts that don't smell. This one did not smell great.
Girl, okay? What did you eat?
It was just a turkey sandwich from Milan's and an almond macaroni. It was delicious, but whatever. So I just turned around and I said, get out of the studio.
Yes.
You cannot come in here.
Uh-huh. You didn't have to tell her. She'd already been knocked out on the floor.
This poor woman, and Amber is like the sweetest, kindest, most innocent member of staff, right? She is one of the few people I know who has never wronged anyone, never heard a mean word come out of her mouth, always cares about other people. So the shock that registered on her face when I'm like, get out, you can't come in. And I was like, what do you need? And she's like, I just want to put my stuff down. And then I was like, oh God, if she's here, that means the personality hires.
Oh, no.
That's why Rebecca and Katie are here. Jackson's down there because he was also on the same call as me and Rebecca and Katie because we all work for Pioneer, your podcasting company.
And this is an airtight studio.
Yeah.
So it's not like this thing's going away anytime
soon.
Just cumulus cloud.
I don't mind smelling my own filth, but nobody else needs to. And I knew Jackson was in a separate studio, so I was like,
so
oh my God.
So she walked into the studio and literally just walked right into your butthole.
Yeah. So I think I got her out before she smelled anything. And then like the hurt and shock registering on her face. And I'm like, I got to tell her. I was like, I can't make her think that she did something wrong. So I was like, dude, I just let a huge one rip in there. Like, it smells bad. You can't come in there. I don't care. So she's laughing. I'm sure Katie and Rebecca heard. Jackson walks in. He's like, I heard you just gassed us. And I was like, great. Everyone knows. It was supposed to be a secret fart in studio just for me and my nose to enjoy so I could work. And now, like, half of the cast knows.
And this was what time of morning?
12:30.
12:30. Did you tell them to come back at 6?
Yeah. No, because they were like, can we use the studio? And I was like, give it like 5 minutes.
I will say, when Amber came in and was like, yeah, Cassie just let one rip in the studio, I was like, okay, I'm a little nervous to walk in now. So when I walked in, I was like, oh, we're good.
I think I did. I like was self-deprecating. I was like, you could tell everyone, you know, I don't care, but I do care. But now I felt like I had to own it because Jackson walked in and he was like, you heard you farted. And I was like, cool. Well, I guess everyone knows.
So I feel like
we all fart. It's okay.
Yeah, I live with this kind of fear whenever Amanda's over my house because I'm still sheepish about this part of our relationship. We're a year into it, right? We don't do that in front of each other at all. But I run a little gassy. I'd say I eat a lot of protein during the day. So if she's in the kitchen and I'm in my bedroom, I have to time it just right to where I have to predict when she's going to walk in the room so it's already gone.
And they always mess it up. Like, you always get the prediction wrong.
Yep.
But sometimes when it's, like, locked up in there, like, this was one of them where you do it and you're like, I need a cigarette. That was good.
It was that satisfying.
It was that good.
Get it. The Burt Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, I don't know if you guys are getting these the way I have been, like, the last couple of weeks, but it has. I don't know what to believe and what not to believe when I'm being texted anymore.
Believe
I don't
nothing.
Know. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Uh-huh. So, but sometimes the texts that I'm getting and the warnings that I'm getting from different companies look so professional now mm-hmm. that it starts to freak me out.
That's the one I brought to the table a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, because I got one about the toll roads or whatever.
Yes.
And we have a Peach Pass. And I was like, but my husband is the one that's in charge of the Peach Pass and, like, you know, filling it back up with money when we need it. So I just copied and pasted to a text to him and sent it off. Thank God I didn't click the link or anything because I'm like, yeah, he'll handle it. And then he came upstairs. He's like, why did you send this to me? And I was like, because it's something about the toll roads or a Peach Pass. And he's like, Kristen, this is spam.
Yeah, I don't know anymore.
I think the one thing that's helped me differentiate what is spam and what is real, although they're pretty much never real, is if you look at the number that it's coming from, like more often than not, it's going to have some kind of skewer plus and then enter number here, area code. And I will Google, like, the most recent one I got was +63. I'm like, okay, well, where is +63 from? And it was, like, the Philippines. And I'm like, the Florida DMV is not texting me to be, like, blah, 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 blah from a Philippines number.
This one came locally, and they were hitting me up enough to where I almost started buying into it, right? And it's from the Georgia Department of Transportation. DDS, final reminder, law enforcement penalties begin on June 4th. As of today, you still have unpaid tolls. There, same one Kristen got. Under Georgia Administrative Regulation, blah, 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 blah. And then it gives you a whole bunch of different things to do. You can either go to a website or click on the link, right? But it happens so often that I started to get freaked out about it.
The ones I'm getting now are numbers, and they're not out of country numbers. They are they're numbers from within the United States, and it just says hello.
every single day I get a text message from somebody that says hello. So now I have a routine. I go to that number, I go to the info, I block that caller, and then I go back and I delete and I report the text as junk.
So I did a Google search on it, and I just am going to tell you guys right now, if you get these, and Kristen has already gone through this, do not respond to them. Just Google immediately, and it'll tell you that no, the DMV is never going to hit you with a text and ask you for money or ask you for a link. And then when I realized that was a fake, then I start getting these courtesy notices from State Farm that I missed a payment and that my that I'm going to be canceled from State Farm. Well, tricks on them. I got canceled by State Farm a year ago.
Kept running into your garage.
In real life. So I didn't respond to that one also, but I am getting them at a record pace now.
And I get them too all the time, Bert. But the other day, my wife, Renee, she gets one that says it's not Georgia DMV. It's California DMV. We still have our 818 numbers from when we lived in L.A., but we lived in L.A. 14 years ago. So we knew it was bogus because it's California. And she goes, can I text him back and say, I haven't lived in California in 14 years? And I was like, no, do not start anything with these people. You do not want to go down that road.
It really is getting to a point, not only on your phones, but online also. And it's getting more sophisticated. I'm sort of in this algorithm right now that's kind of warning us like, hey, we are still in the infant stages of AI. There's going to be a point that we can't tell what is real and what is not. Who is saying this and who is saying that? And that is being predicted to be the end of the internet when you can't figure out what is real and what is not.
Wow. The other ones are incessantly from like UPS or the United States Postal Service, and I have a package that needs to be picked up. And the other one is now credit card fraud, hitting you up saying that there's been a fraudulent charge on your credit card because my mom got one of those and it freaked her out. But we were like, it's not legit.
Yeah, I think I just would rather err on the side of not doing anything at all and get the fine at this point. You know?
Get it. The Bert Show.
I probably did the most strenuous, stressful thing, physically demanding thing that I've ever done in my life yesterday. So I'm a guy that works out every single day. All right. So we can take that right off the table. Right. I challenge myself
every day.
Well, I take one day off a week.
Only six, one? Yeah. 6 days?
Yeah. Look at this temple, man. Needs maintenance. I've done yoga also. Very, very strenuous at times, especially as I proved to you guys in studio this morning. I'm not real flexible.
Nope.
Also, way back in the day, before I was even living in Georgia, I did an inline skating marathon from Athens to Atlanta.
I can't believe you signed up for that.
It was for a team in training, Leukemia Society. It's a fundraiser. I skated from Athens to Atlanta up until yesterday. That is the most stressful thing and the most strenuous thing I have ever done. There's a new thing, and I'm not sure anybody in here can relate to it. I went to go get my eyes checked yesterday, and I started getting trained for contact lenses. Have you guys ever put in and taken out contact lenses before?
I have not.
Oh, my God. You talk about the most stressful, strenuous thing I have ever done. First of all, I don't like anybody freaking messing with my eyes at all, right? And the way that there is sort of, and everybody's a little bit different on how to get a contact lens in and out of your eye. I was in there. Thank God for my doctor who was so patient with me yesterday. And she went into overtime because I was there late. I could not get that thing in. I could not get that thing out. I still don't know exactly how to lift my upper lid and then pull down my lower lid and then get the contact lens in and then stick my finger in my eyeball and then squeeze the soft lens to get it out. I still have no idea how to do it.
Do you think she went home to her significant other and she was like, you will not believe I've had the patient I had today?
Well, and I do think that she's a P1 also. I think I remember her telling me in the past, but if you have, I was hoping one of you guys in here would have had to go through that process before, because I said to her about midway, I'm like, you know what? I don't think we should do this because I know myself and I'm never going to be patient enough every single morning to put contact lenses in and out. And she said, she was like a little coach. Aww. She was a contact lens coach. You're doing great, sweetie. No, there are a lot of people that come in here and have it way worse. You're doing really, really great. No, I wasn't, man. Not at all.
I went through it too, Bert. The exact same thing. I had trepidation for years about getting contacts. My wife's had them forever. And I see how easy it is every day. And she's got the ones you throw away every day.
Yeah, that's the ones that they're training me on.
Yeah, she just pops in new ones every day. And life is great. And she can see. And then I'm over here and I got glasses. Remember the time? And I had multiple pairs of glasses. Remember the time I ate the donuts and I thought I was having a stroke after the show because I had on the wrong glasses and my vision was all blurry? That's been my life. So when I go to contacts, I was like, I'm finally going to try them, and I get them. And yeah, there is definitely some anxiety in putting those things in. But once you get the hang of it, it's like riding a bike. And I wore them for a minute, but I found with work, my glasses, I see better. And it's the same prescription. I don't know what it is, but with glasses, I just see better, so I don't wear the contacts anymore.
I don't know. I know I tried it years and years and years ago with hard lenses, and I specifically remember being so frustrated all these years ago that I literally hit a wall, and Stacey had to, like, calm me down.
Because you couldn't get your contact in?
No, man. I was so frustrated by it. So she said, look, this is going to take a lot of practice and a lot of patience. You just got to chill out. And she could see my anxiety level. And also the history of people telling me that sometimes a contact lens will shift its way around your eyeball and you have to massage it out of the corners of your eyes has me really freaking out. But when I walked out of there, I sincerely couldn't do anything the rest of the day. I was so stressed out.
You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I feel like I can't get the thought of a contact lens making its way around my eye into my brain.
I had one dude that I worked with back in the day, I'm just remembering this, that it either ripped in his eye or got to a part where he had a little device, like it was a little mini contact lens plunger that he would have to put in his eye and take the contact lens out. That's what I'm scared of.
I regret bringing this up. Okay, back to entertainment. So Eminem's music publishing company is suing Meta for $109 million. I'm like, that sounds like a lot of money. And then I remember how much Meta makes every year because they own all of our data and they're constantly listening to us. So they are currently suing them for $109 million. So Meta owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Basically, they are alleging extensive copyright infringement, saying that they have unlawfully stored, reproduced, and distributed 243 of Eminem's songs across its platforms without proper licensing. So I believe they're charging about $150,000 in damages for each of the 243 infringed songs, which, of course, is over $109 million.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Very, very insane. I mean, Meta, I'm sure they have the money to handle this, but I think this is definitely setting a precedent for other artists that are getting taken advantage of. Like, I'm thinking about the indie artists, the up and coming artists that maybe don't have the legal backing to be able to handle this. Because if they're doing it to Eminem, which you can't get away to doing it to an artist like Eminem, think about all the other smaller artists they've probably done this to.
I still feel like it's the wild, wild west out there when it comes to online and streaming and songs. They're still trying to figure it out.
So hopefully they can get their stuff together because, yeah, this is just really embarrassing on Meta's part. Okay, do you remember that song, James Blunt, You're Beautiful? You're beautiful. Mm-hmm. So he recently came out with the actual meaning of the song. This is so funny because in 2005, I would have been like 7 or 8 years old. And this is one of those songs that is so deeply ingrained in your mind because they play it so much on the radio.
And it was such a romantic song.
Yeah, because everybody was using it for their wedding song. Mm-hmm. Like, that was every couple of years, there's like an it wedding song, mm-hmm. and that was an it wedding song. Exactly. Like, right now, it's that Ordinary song that's gotten really popular from Alex Warren that's really, really big on TikTok. Back in 2005, it's You're Beautiful. And James Blunt, to celebrate the 20th anniversary of this song, he revealed the true meaning. In a quote on social media, he said, 20 years ago today, I released a song that bought me this house. And he's filming it in a beautiful home. So must have made a lot of money.
Whoever thought a song about being high as a kite on drugs, stalking someone else's girlfriend would resonate quite so much? Or who would have thought a song about being high as a kite on drugs, stalking someone else's girlfriend would resonate quite so much? Wow. Thank you. You guys are beautiful.
Really?
Thank you, James Blunt. Appreciate that.
He wasn't just messing around?
It's a direct quote from him. It came from social media. So shout out to him for letting us know that it's actually not a romantic song after all these years, 20 years.
He has told us this before because I was a huge James Blunt fan. Me and my friend Ian went to like all his shows. We went to his show at the Tabernacle. But if you don't follow him on social media, you would not pick this up from his songs. He is hilarious. He is the most self-deprecating man ever. And recently he told his fans that if he caught his album Back to Bedlam, which that is from, back into the, I think, iTunes charts at number one, he would legally change his name to whatever they wanted.
Come on.
But people will call him bad things like James, and it rhymes with Blunt. And he'll like be like, how does that sound? Sounds pretty good to me. But he's so fun. Him and Devin Sawa from back in the day from Final Destination are two people I feel like you need to follow because they are great.
All right. So, yeah, when you read the lyrics to the song, if you actually read it, my life is brilliant. My life is pure. I saw an angel of that, I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep on that because I've got a plan. And then it goes, you're beautiful, I saw your face in a crowded place, I don't know what to do, because I'll never be with you. Yeah, she caught my eye as I walked by, she could see from my face that I was bleeping high, and I don't think that I'll see her again, but we shared a moment that will last till the end. Blah, 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 I saw your face in a crowded place, but I'll never be with you.
And if you want to believe it's a romantic song, when she's looking at him high, it could be like, high, like I'm so emotionally high and in love, but no.
But no, maybe the angel's name was actually Mary Jane. So, yep. Shout out to James Blunt. Thanks for clearing that up and ruining everybody's wedding video where they are dancing to You're Beautiful. It's kind of like when people dance to Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. Mm-hmm. It's not actually a romantic song.
Right. It is not.
All right. Kristen Cavallari is revealing the A-list actor hookup she had after a recent podcast show. I'm going to spill the hot goss on your next Eva's on The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase